Dune watched until the moth disappeared. He knew he had seen something marvelous. What was the power that turned the worm into a moth? It was greater than any power the builders had had. He was sure of that. The power that ran the City of Ember was feeble by comparison, and about to run out. For a few minutes, he stood by the window, looking out over the square and thinking again about what to pack for his journey. Should he put in anything like nails or wire? Would he need money? Should he take some soap? Then he laughed and struck a hand against his head. He kept forgetting that the entire population of the city would be with him on the trip. If he needed something he didn't have, someone would surely be able to supply it. So he tied a knot in his pillowcase and was about to close the window when he caught sight of three burly men wearing the red and brown uniform of the city guards striding into the square. They stopped and looked around for a moment. Then one of them confronted old humpbacked Nami Proggs, who was standing not far from the entrance to the small items shop. The guard towered over her, and she twisted her head sideways and squinted up at him. Dune could hear the guard's voice clearly.
"We're looking for a boy named Harrow."
"Why?" said Nami.
"Spreading vicious rumors," was the answer. "Do you know where he is?"
Nami hesitated a moment, and then she said,
"Went off to the trash heaps just a minute ago."
The guard nodded curtly and beckoned to his companions. They marched away.
Spreading vicious rumors?
Dune was so stunned that he stood still as stone for a long minute. What could they possibly mean? But there was only one answer. It had to be what they'd told the assistant guard about the mayor. Why were they calling it a vicious rumor? It was the truth. He didn't understand it. He did understand, though, that Nami Proggs had done him a favor. She must have seen that the guards meant him no good. She had protected him, at least for the moment, by sending the guards to the wrong place. Dune forced his mind to slow down and think. Why did the guards think he and Lina were lying? Obviously, they hadn't investigated the room in Tunnel 351. If they had, they'd have known he and Lina were telling the truth. He could think of only one other possibility. The guards, at least some of them, already knew what the mayor was doing. They knew about it and wanted it to stay a secret. And why? It was clear. The guards, too, were getting things from the storerooms. It had to be the answer. For a moment, the fear he'd felt when he saw the guards was replaced by rage. The familiar hot wave rose in him, and he wanted to grab a handful of his father's nails or pot shards and throw them against the wall. But all at once, he remembered. If the guards were after him, they'd be after Lina, too. He had to warn her. He dashed down the stairs, his anger turning into power for his running feet.